Maseches Tamai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, 4:1. We'd said in previous Mishnayos that one who's not strict and hasn't formally accepted upon himself to be ne'eman, reliable regarding tithes, is not believed, and that stuff which comes from him has a status of Demai. Here the Mishnah will discuss an interesting exception to this rule. It says, Lokech peras mamisha inu ne'eman al ha-maisres. You purchase foodstuffs from someone who is not relied upon regarding maestros, so that means what you purchased is Demai. But now, v'shachach la'asron, you forgot to tithe the Demai tithes from that produce. And now Shabbos is rolled in, and you have a problem, because you can't eat that food on Shabbos, and you can't tithe that food on Shabbos. You can't eat it because it's not yet kosher, so to speak. It hasn't had the tithes removed, and you have the requirement of Demai to remove those certain things, the Trumas Meiser and the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. And on the other hand, you're not allowed to do the tithing of foods on Shabbos because it resembles tikkun mana, like repairing something, and repairing things on Shabbos is asra because the malacha makwa patish. So rabbinically, one can't tithe and fix his food to be edible on Shabbos. So you're kind of stuck. And the problem is, it's Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah to be mechabed Shabbos, to honor Shabbos properly and have proper foodstuffs, and therefore you're in a bind and sort of between a rock and a hard place halachically, because on the one hand, you can't eat this food, and on the other hand, you need to have food for Shabbos for the sake of the mitzvah. So here the rabbis are lenient, and they said, v'shol v'shabbos, if you ask that person who sold it to you on Shabbos, yochel al piv, you may eat that food if he assures you, the seller assures you that the tithes were properly taken. You recall that when it comes to Demai, most people do tithe, and people aren't liars. It's just that a significant minority of Amhe Aretz do not tithe properly, and therefore you have the halachas midrabanan to tithe this food, which is Demai. But because of one and perhaps two factors, the rabbis were lenient in this current case. The first reason why they're lenient, as I said, is because it's Shabbos, and Chazal, the rabbis, want you to have food on Shabbos and not have to go without, and that'll be sort of an affront to the Kedusha and the covet of Shabbos. The second thing is that, as the Bartanura speaks out, people are especially hesitant to lie on Shabbos because they have a reverence for Shabbos, and the truth is the halacha applies the same for Yom Tov. They would be particularly careful not to lie on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And therefore, we're going to be lenient and we're going to allow the person who purchased this Demai to rely on the assurances of the seller on Shabbos because A, he needs the food for Shabbos and rabbis want that food on Shabbos, and B, because there's a special added credence to the assurances of the salesperson on Shabbos because we don't think he would lie on Shabbos. And therefore, Yochel El Piv, you can rely on his assurances and eat that Demai without further tithing on Shabbos. However, Chashcha Motzi Shabbos, once Shabbos is over and now it's become dark and it's Saturday night, Motzi Shabbos, Lo Yochel Adji Aser, you no longer can rely upon the assurance, the retroactive assurance or the current assurance for that matter, of the salesperson. You now have to tithe that food. So we're sort of backtracking. We're saying on Shabbos, his assurances can be believed, but come Motzi Shabbos, they can't be believed anymore. One has to now fix up the food. The reason is because, as you'll recall, there was more than one factor. It wasn't just that we don't think he'll lie on Shabbos, but also because we want to find some accommodations so a person could have food on Shabbos. But come Motzi Shabbos, we no longer need to accommodate that, and therefore we will not allow the purchaser to rely on those assurances until he does what he can to address the mitzvah of Demai, which is to now tithe the food properly. According to Rambam, interestingly, in the Yad, Hilchos Maaser, Perikud Beis, Halacha Beis, you actually have to retroactively take the tithes of the food that was also eaten on Shabbos. This, of course, wouldn't have any... You can't retroactively fix what went wrong if something went wrong, but at least it puts some sort of economic disincentive for quote-unquote accidentally forgetting, because this leniency only applies for one who did forget. One who purposely didn't tithe and left it for Shabbos cannot rely on this leniency. The mission continues, Lo matzo, if you can't or didn't find the person who sold it to you, Amelo Acher, and someone else, a third party, She'enu ne'eman al ha'maestros, who also is equally not particularly relied upon regarding tithing, meaning he's also an Amha Aretz, but this third party says mu'saranhen, so he gives the assurance that he knows for a fact that the food was tithed, then the halach is the same, ochel al piv, You can rely on this third party, just like you could rely on the farmer, and both have equal ne'amanus in this regard and can be relied upon. The pasha says you have to first try to find the horse and get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, the original salesman. But if that's impossible, because you want to have food on Shabbos, we'll let you rely on a third party, a different person. The Rambam makes no mention this, the halacha, he says, it seems to say, he says you can rely equally on the original salesperson or some other person who can assure you that it was tithed. Again, but chashcha motzi Shabbos, once Shabbos is over and it's dark on Saturday night, lo yochel ad she'aser, again, you no longer can eat that food until you now go and tithe it properly. So they're on equal footing. That's the first case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah is totally unrelated to that first case, but the principles of work are very similar. The case here is, what's about trumas ma'aser shel demai shechazer lemkoma? You have trumas ma'aser of demai, that is to say, you took that 1% of your demai off. You separated 10% as ma'aser rishon, which you'll just end up eating, but you said a tenth of that 10%, which is the trumas ma'aser, or 1% of the total, is your trumas ma'aser that's going to the kohen. Now, things that have a status of truma, which is both truma gadola as well as trumas ma'aser and other things as well, they aren't like regular foods or regular isser that gets mixed in your food. The requirement when it comes to trumas ma'aser and truma gadola, as well as challah, etc., is that you need to have that if you have one part in 100, it's still, the mixture is forbidden. The exact amount requirement is a bit of machlokas tanaim, whether it's more than 99 parts or if it's a full 100 parts of non-truma against the truma. But whatever the case, if you have exactly 1% of trumas ma'aser flowing back in, that mixture is usher, and it's called meduma. So now you're sort of stuck in the same way if that happens to you as the previous case in the Mishnah. Here you've got a mixture called meduma. You have, you know, a full 1% of trumas ma'aser in your food, and you couldn't eat any of it. The halacha would be you'd have to take that whole mixture of 100 parts and give it all to a kohen, since only a kohen could eat it, and you could charge him for the 99 parts that aren't his, illegally. But in any case, let's say you want to eat your food, and now you're sort of stuck. You can't, because your trumas ma'aser fell back in, and the whole food has become asher's meduma. But remember, we're talking about demai here. When it comes to demai, there's a good reason to believe that most amoratim do tie their food properly, removing the trumas ma'aser. Just a significant minority don't. Then you have the rabbinic requirement to sort of tie that, if you will, a second time because of that doubt. But here there's a tremendous loss being involved. All your food's going to be ruined and inedible. So the question is, can you rely now on the assurances of the original salesperson who tells you, yes, I assure you what I gave you, which you called demai, I'm telling you was tithed properly and there's no trumas ma'aser inside of it. So the trumas ma'aser you removed the second time, quote unquote, as the trumas ma'aser of demai was actually not trumas ma'aser, it was just gola-fashioned chulin, regular edible food, and what fell back in didn't render your food forbidden. So if the original salesperson can assure you that what fell back in wasn't midoraisa truma or trumas ma'aser, just a rabbinic requirement of demai, can you rely upon that person and eat the food, or must you give away all to the kohen? The Mishnah says, like the previous case, trumas ma'aser shel demai. If you separate trumas ma'aser of demai, shechazlum koma, but it falls back into the main mixture, it's all mixed up now. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri holds, af b'chol, even not on Shabbos. So we're not relying upon the Shabbos, the ema, the fear of Shabbos being a factor here. Even on a regular Tuesday afternoon, sholo, you could ask the person who should have done the tithing. V'ochol alpiv, and if he assures you that he did remove trumas ma'aser already, then you can rely on his assurances and eat that food when the trumas ma'aser falls back in. The reason for this leniency is not because of Shabbos at all, or because the fear of Shabbos and lying. It's that the Am Haaretz, who's giving the assurance, understands full well that the penalty for eating trumas ma'aser is misa b'tei shemaim, premature death, and he doesn't want you to die, and therefore he'll take it seriously, and he'll tell you the truth. And if he assures you that you can eat it, then you can rely upon him. There is a sheet in the Rishalmi, which is the Chachamim, that disagree with this. However, the halacha is like Shimon Shazuri, that you can rely on the Am Haaretz, who assures you that the trumas ma'aser was taken the first time, and therefore your food isn't ruined when the trumas ma'aser of demai falls back in the second time.